She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Columbia University campus in New York, showing solidarity with Jewish students following pro-Palestinian protests that included anti-Semitic chants and harassment.
Hamas issued an endorsement statement of the protesters on this campus. They called them the future leaders of America. It is detestable.
Johnson calling for the private university's president, Manoush Shafiq, to resign. Earlier, Shafiq condemned the anti-Semitic protests, saying they are making progress to clear encampments. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions. It's the first hurdle to wipe the Civil War era law off the books. It moves now to the Senate. A new round of military aid headed to Ukraine after President Biden signed off on the critical foreign aid package passed by Congress this week. It also includes funding for Israel and Taiwan. A security measure also forces TikTok's China-based company to sell its app in the next year or face a ban. This is ABC News. While lawmakers in Arizona work to repeal the Civil War era abortion ban, California lawmakers have unveiled details on a proposal to let doctors in Arizona perform abortions in California.
Arizona doctors who are licensed in good standing will be able to give their Arizona patients abortions in California under a new proposal meant to circumvent Arizona's ban. Governor Gavin Newsom, surrounded by the Legislative Women's Caucus, officially making the announcement.
This is just about basic decency and humanity. It's about respect for women and girls.
California's open-door policy to Arizona doctors to perform abortions would last through the end of November. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A guitar once used by John Lennon could be a record breaker when it goes up for auction. The 12-string acoustic guitar was recently found in an attic. The current record sale price for a guitar is Kurt Cobain's, which sold for $6,010,000. Lennon's guitar goes up for sale next month in New York. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer, highs to the mid-60s. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well. Highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion war aid measure that includes billions for Ukraine to battle Russia. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson opposed that money, saying Ukraine can't win.
It's going to be a negotiated settlement. I'm not going to like the settlement. Ukrainian people probably won't like the settlement. But this war has to end.
The Wisconsin Republican spoke to Milwaukee's CBS 58. Ahead of next week's fishing opener, the Department of Natural Resources is rolling out new walleye bag regulations. Before you hit the lakes, check the details on the DNR website. And a step forward for solar in Wisconsin. The state's been awarded $62 million in federal funding from the Solar for All grant to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Residents renting the Martin Center in Mondovi will now have the choice of using the audio-visual equipment at the center. At last night's council meeting, the council approved a new policy that will allow those renting this center to pay an additional $50 to use the AV equipment. The council felt the additional charge was needed to help cover the cost and maintenance of that equipment. Residents renting the center, however, will still be allowed to bring in their own AV equipment and not be charged that additional $50. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department is warning area residents of a scam. In a social media post, the Sheriff's Department said they were alerted to a phone scam where scammers posing as sheriff's deputies call potential victims, claiming the victim has an outstanding warrant and if the victim needs to pay the fine now or be arrested. The department reminds residents they never call demanding payment over the phone, and residents should just hang up if they receive this type of call. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator voted against the foreign aid package that will send billions more to Ukraine. Senator Ron Johnson said he voted against the package because it doesn't have any meaningful reforms for the U.S. southern border. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin voted for the package. In addition to the Ukraine money, the package will send billions of dollars in aid to both Israel and Taiwan. Johnson told reporters in Madison yesterday he didn't like the idea of sending $60 billion that the U.S. doesn't have to pay for a stalemate between Russia and Ukraine. A new report says UW-Madison's ranking as a top university have slipped over the past decade or so. The report from the university's own Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy said UW-Madison has slipped as both a top university in America and top university in the world. U.S. News and World Report says UW-Madison is the 35th best school in the country, but the Wall Street Journal ranked it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen out of the top 50 in one ranking and is as low as 102 in another. More concerning, according to the report, is UW-Madison is also slipping as a top research university and is seeing fewer federal research grants. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on applying for a loan of up to $550,000 from SFB for capital projects, including the 6th Avenue pool and fire trucks, and also applying for a short-term loan of up to $1 million for the pool project. The mayor and department heads will also be having their monthly reports. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30. At Durand City Hall, and will be live-streamed on the WRDN YouTube channel. The drunk driving case against the Aliva police chief has been settled. Chief Patrick McKillop pleaded guilty in Trempealeau County Circuit Court to first-offense drunk driving and fined just over $900, and his driver's license was revoked for 6 months. In January, McKillop hit a deer with his squad car and told officers he was going 85 when he hit the deer. A breathalyzer test had his blood alcohol level at 0.10. The woman who police say drove her car through the Christmas decorations in Chippewa Falls last winter is headed to a mental hospital for treatment. A judge yesterday found Ebony Hudson unfit for trial. Police say she sped through the decorations at Irvine Park last December. She's also accused of ramming a city truck that tried to block her. Hudson maintained she's competent and asked to go to trial. The judge says she was a threat to herself. She'll be kept at the mental hospital for the next 12 months. Then the judge will reevaluate her mental health. The number of kids in Wisconsin who had to be physically separated or restrained in school is down from a year ago. The Department of Public Instruction released its annual report on seclusion and restraint. The report shows schools used seclusion over 5,000 times during the last school year and had to restrain a student more than 6,000 times. Restraint means someone had to lay hands on a student, while seclusion means a student was put in a room and physically not allowed to leave. State Superintendent Jill Elderly said while the numbers are down, she hopes that schools across Wisconsin can find ways to limit their need for seclusion and restraint, but she says that will likely take more support from the state budget. Wisconsin will receive $124 million in federal grants to help residents put solar panels on their homes. EPA is giving the money to Wisconsin to help create long-lasting solar programs in low-income communities. Grants will help people who want to participate in the Wisconsin Solar for All program and start with little to no upfront costs. A Midwest Tribal Energy Association will get about half the money and will put it toward solar programs in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A Northeast Wisconsin delivery driver was involved in a different kind of delivery. UPS driver John Sternad was on his route in Seymour Monday when he spotted a heifer in labor laying in a pasture of a dairy farm. When Sternad saw that the mom-to-be needed help with the birth, he used his experience growing up on a farm and grabbed the front legs of the calf, bringing her out of the heifer safely. The family who owns the farm named the female calf, which was born 2 weeks early, Joni, after the delivery man who delivered her. The family says Joni the calf will be at this year's Outagamie County Fair. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Biffle Dorton Sprague nominated for Hall. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Buckle up and hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes. Family-friendly facilities, trading paint.
We got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts, beer, and barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time, and you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Greg Biffle, Randy Dorton, and Jack Sprague are the newest modern-era nominees for the NASCAR Hall of Fame, officials announced today. Drivers Ray Hendrick and Bob Wellborn were both added to the Pioneer ballot, while Larry Phillips was moved from the modern era to the Pioneer list. Safety innovator Dean Sicking is now included among the Landmark Award nominees. Biffle won 19 NASCAR Cup Series races after securing the 2002 Xfinity Series Championship and the 2000 Craftsman Truck Series title. Engine builder Dorton led Hendrick Motorsports to 9 National Series titles, while Truck Series founding member Sprague captured 28 wins and 3 championships. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The NFL draft just 24 plus hours away with round one on Thursday night in Detroit. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers have 11 picks in this draft. GM Brian Gutekunst said this draft will be very important to the team. Detroit Lions and star wideout Amon-Ra St. Brown have agreed to a four-year, $120 million contract extension. That contract includes $77 million in guaranteed money. Brewers look to end a two-game slide tonight when they take on the Pirates at PNC Park. Bryce Wilson gets the start for the Crew, who start the day a half game in front of the Cubs atop the National League Central. Marquette men's basketball team will face Purdue in a home-and-home series. The Golden Eagles will host the Boilermakers next season, then travel to West Lafayette in 2 years. And the Bucks get a couple of days to prepare for Game 3 of their playoff series against the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis. That series is all tied at one apiece after last night's 125-108 Pacer victory. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WIAA faces big decisions on NIL with a vote at this week's annual meeting. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
The WIAA will hold its annual meeting on Wednesday in Stevens Point, where the association will get together to discuss topics facing its member schools and high school sports. In addition to open forum, as well as updates from administrators, the WIAA schools will vote on three proposed constitutional amendments, in addition to plans that would allow high school coaches to do more work with pre-high school athletes and limited use of video replay to overturn ejections. The big ticket item on this year's agenda is a proposal to allow name, image, and likeness at the high school level. NIL has been a hot-button topic at the collegiate level the last couple years, and at least 30 states have some form of NIL at the high school level. The proposal up for vote would allow athletes to be compensated for the use of their name, image, and likeness, though there would be prohibitions against athletes being in uniform or using school logos as part of an endorsement. Restricted activities like gambling, alcohol, and tobacco would be prohibited, and compensation could not be used to encourage an athlete to attend or transfer to a particular school. Listen in to this week's WSN podcast for an interview with WIAA Associate Director Mel Dow for more information and breakdown of the NIL proposal and the annual meeting, and follow WSN for updates at and after the vote. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging state citizens to apply now for the 2024 elk hunting season. The application period ends on Friday, May 31st. Complete details when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that the application period for the 2024 elk hunt is now open through Friday, May 31st. New this year, the Black River Elk Range will be open to hunting for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Once widespread, elk were eliminated from the Badger State in the 1880s thanks to unregulated hunting and habitat loss. Reintroduction efforts began in 1995 with the release of 25 elk into the Clam Lake Elk Range. A second herd was established in the Black River area in 2015. The state elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season, 180 of which belong in that Black River herd. If selected in the lottery, a once-in-a-lifetime elk hunting license costs $49. Winners will be notified by early June. For more information on the elk hunt, visit the DNR's elk hunting webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting. Apply by May 31st. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer, highs to the mid-60s. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well, highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we are joined by Arlen Suderman from StoneX as we talk about the day's market activity. Well, first of all, let's just get some overall comments, if you would, Arlen. Looking at corn being down from 1 to 5 cents, soybeans did have a mixed day, a little weaker in the old crop, slightly higher in the new crop, but it was wheat's day to kind of be the leader higher, 10 to 11 higher. In Chicago, 14 to 16 higher in Kansas City. Just some overall thoughts, first of all. What were the influences of the trade today?
A lot of different things. It may look like a lackluster day, but there's a lot going on, and it has to start with the outside markets. The outside markets were kind of in a wait-and-see type of a mode. They were very choppy in nature, mixed. We had durable goods orders data that came out this morning that was interpreted as a solid economy, but yet maybe not solid enough to justify holding rates higher for longer, but then the more you dig into details, maybe it was. And so Wall Street just basically said, well, we're going to have to just kind of wait and punt until we get the GDP numbers out, gross domestic product numbers out tomorrow, which will give us an indication of how much the economy grew in the first quarter of this year. And then the PCE inflation data, that's the inflation data. Most of us are familiar with the consumer price index for inflation, but the Fed likes to pay attention to the PCE numbers, personal consumption expenditure numbers, and how they're calculated. And that'll have a big impact going forward, those two numbers, on what Wall Street thinks the Fed is going to be able to do. Are they going to cut rates? Are they not going to cut rates? I'm going to stick with what I said 6 months ago. Probably no rate cuts this year. And if they do, it's going to be politically motivated or just simply giving into pressure. And if they do that, it will further fire up inflation pressures. If you see more than one rate cut this year, it's because the economy has taken a sudden, unexpected downturn. But Wall Street's focused on that. They're just kind of mesmerized and locked in on what's the Fed going to do, I think overly much so. And so that was lackluster today. And that went for the commodities as well. So when wheat is able to post double-digit gains, as it did in all three markets, that has significance. And you say, what's going on there? And this goes back to what we've been talking about all week long, is the funds. And in fact, we've been talking about this the last several months. The funds had built up such massive short, which is sold positions in the wheat complex, both in the United States and Europe, that we said, with the Northern Hemisphere farmer largely sold of last year's crop ahead of the harvest, if they decide they're going to get out of those short positions, who's going to take the opposite side of that? Who's going to be the sellers when those who are holding those big short positions need to buy those back? And they're not there. And so therefore, as they, we got a couple of weeks now of deteriorating crop ratings from the central and southern plains, most notably Kansas, now Oklahoma and Texas as well, surrounding areas. And so we're seeing a rapid deterioration of the hard red winter wheat crop conditions. Add that to the fact that we're seeing production estimates start to ratchet down for Europe's wheat crop because they've been excessively wet. Add to that the fact that it's been hot and dry in the highly productive southern part of Russia's wheat belt as well as in eastern Ukraine. And it's not to the point yet where you're saying crop failure or anything like that. Now, in the U.S. plains, central and southern plains, there are some areas where they're starting to complain about the crop failing. But as far as the big crop isn't failing yet. And if you look at Russia's crop, it's not failing yet. If you look at Europe's crop, it's not failing yet. But if we keep on this trend, we could run into problems. That's a big if. But when the funds held such big short positions, they started getting nervous. So they started covering those short positions, and the farmer wasn't there to take the other side of those positions as they did. So the price started going up, and then it started turning chart signals as it moved through buy stops and moving averages on the charts. And there are algo computers set up that when that happens, they put automatic puts buy orders in, and that increases the momentum to the upside. And when you get increased momentum to the upside, then the momentum trading algos add additional buy orders. And yesterday, the significant thing was when we closed above the 100-day moving average, a solid close above it. That's another indicator to keep cover unwinding short positions. So the funds have been doing that. Corn and soybeans trying to follow along, but it's a different story with corn and soybeans. With wheat, there are no farmers really with much to sell to against the short covering. But corn and soybeans, there's a lot in the United States and in Brazil, and especially in Brazil. And when you add to the fact that in Brazil, their currency recently has taken a sharp turn lower, that adds and kind of multiplies the effect on the cash price because they price off Chicago and then convert it to their local currency. That amplifies the advantage, price advantage that they have. So it's increased the selling of corn and soybeans. So that has acted kind of as a lid to limit the extent that the corn and soybean market has been able to go up. And so that kind of explains why wheat was going contrary to everyone else, and corn and soybeans weren't able to do the same, and kind of the events that we've seen happening unfolding.
All right, Arlen, thank you so much for the insight on that. That's the first half of the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. Coming up in the second half, we're going to talk a little bit more about the crop situation, maybe more so with a focus on South America, and we'll come back and talk livestock as well. So stay tuned. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is coming up next here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, joined once again by Arlen Suderman from StoneX. Let's continue this crop conversation, because you talked about the driver in moving these wheat contracts today, those headlines about condition and what is production going to be. On that idea of production, any thoughts on why production estimates between USDA and some of the government agencies in South America, why they are so wide? And I guess, you know, ultimately, who's going to be right in that whole discussion? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and the big debate is because CONABI, or a lot of people pronounce it CONAB, which is Brazil's version of USDA, their corn and soybean production estimates are like 10 or 11 million metric tons less than USDA. And it's a record difference between the two agencies. They both have satellite data accessible to them. They both have all the same resources available to them. So why the big differences in production? And it really comes down to this. First of all, I ask our Brazil team, which do you think is closer to accurate? And they said, well, based on the cash market, based on how the cash market is operating, the cash market is operating as if USDA's numbers are right. In other words, the crop is bigger than what CONABI would suggest that it is. And so let's look at why the difference is. When you're doing a balance sheet, supply and demand, you have production providing the supply, and demand is obviously, we'll just look at soybeans, for example, is crush and exports. And both of those are easily measured. And so when you look at crush and exports every year, you know, you can have a year or two when demand exceeds supply. If you had some carryover from the previous year to kind of utilize or use up. But year after year after year after year, you can't do that because you can't run negative ending stocks. And there's always some left in the pipeline at the end of the year, some supplies there. The market makes sure of that. If it gets down those last bushels, basis gets really strong. And so USDA has looked at the history of demand exceeding supply and has constantly found itself having to revise upward previous year's crops, saying, well, we know what they crushed and we know what they exported, so therefore the crop must have been bigger. And so they have gone back and readjusted their understanding of yields in Brazil, as well as an area harvested. And it's really hard, frankly, because a lot of the crops in Brazil are planted in back country. It's really hard to confirm things, just what the area is, just what are those yields doing. And so I think USDA's numbers are probably more accurate. Farmers hate to hear that because they'd love to see the lower number, which would be more price supportive. But Brazil's cash market is operating as if the USDA number is probably the more accurate.
All right. Arlen, let's talk about livestock before we run out of time. And again, kind of an up and down, back and forth seesaw in the livestock. Had some gains earlier in the week. Cattle down today. What's going on in livestock?
Yeah, I think the big story today, hogs are just kind of mixed and consolidating today. But with cattle, yesterday we were higher. We were trading above the 100-day moving average for that June contract. And all of a sudden, it started turning lower. And as we turned lower, we just kept dropping. And today we saw more follow through. So we did kind of bounce yesterday before the close, but we're back down again today. And it all seems to go back to a headline. You know, we had all that liquidation that happened earlier this month when the headlines came out about the dairy cows that came down with avian flu. And now it's in about 8 different states, depending on which source you read, 26 herds or 33 herds within those 8 states where the dairy cattle have come down with avian flu. And the fear has been what if end users start saying, even though there's no direct tie to safety concerns that we know of at this point for human consumption, when do end users start backing off and hurt our export market for beef? And it all quieted down, and the market was feeling good and starting to go back toward trading fundamentals, climb back above the 100-day moving average. And then yesterday, the news hit the market that Colombia was allegedly, the country of Colombia was saying, we're not going to accept any beef from the state where there's avian flu that's affected them. And that started making the market fear. And there was also some tests where they were finding fragments of the virus, even though it's been pasteurized in milk. Again, no safety issues that we know of, but those two things have the fund spooked again, so the market's having to deal with that as we go forward.
All right. Quickly, how do we follow along with what you're doing over there at StoneX?
StoneX.com, or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, ArlenFF101.
Good to have you on the air. Thank you so much again. That's Arlen Suderman with StoneX on today's Final Bell. Again, a reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss, and it might not be suitable for all investors. Thank you for joining us on today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Southern Ag Today is a coalition of 13 universities with a focus on researching and providing peer-reviewed articles on issues important to Southern agriculture. Recently, these experts issued a report on the coming 2024 sugar crop. I'll have more details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
For sugar growers, 2023 was a year of price rallies as global sugar production suffered a series of issues that crimped output. Droughts in Asia cut cane production and heavy rain in Europe flooded beet fields. By November of 2023, sugar futures prices hit 12-year highs on those fears. But by mid-December, prices had collapsed as Brazilian production surged. Since then, the breakdown in price has continued, as early forecasts called for massive production of sugar nearly everywhere. Domestically, the USDA had initially forecast a record-breaking sugar crop for the 2023-2024 growing season, which had weighed on prices. But since then, the threat of the record crop has been tempered by early season weather. According to a recent report from Southern Ag Today, professors Michael Deliberto and Karen DeLong, unseasonably warm weather in the upper Midwest could present an issue for sugar beet growers, while the ongoing severe drought in Louisiana and Texas will likely weigh on cane production. In the north, the early season warmth has caused significant spoilage in beet piles, with beet shrink rising from 7.5% to 9% in March, leading the USDA to drop production by nearly 250,000 pounds. Cane growers, on the other hand, have a tale of two crops. Total production is still slated for just over 4 million tons, the highest since the 2020 marketing season, but the big production is coming out of Florida and some resilient areas in Louisiana, while Texas producers, faced with long-running drought and declining irrigation opportunities, expect their crop to continue to shrink. Current estimates out of Texas are for 40,000 tons of production this year, compared to nearly 180,000 tons just 7 years ago. With those issues factored into current production estimates, total U.S. sugar production for 23-24 is expected to come in at 9.24 million tons, which would be the third largest sugar crop in history. I'll have more on the sugar market when we return.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection. I've used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Yes, according to the experts at Southern Ag Today, U.S. sugar farmers, despite grappling with input costs that are 30% higher than they were in 2018, are still expected to produce nearly 10 million tons of sugar this year, making our country the fifth largest producer of sugar in the world. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer, highs to the mid-60s. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well, highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 55 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
halfway, but give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, need that old Georgia pie. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2:00. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm the life of the party, baby, since you said goodbye. A honky-tonk crew.
that's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. A honky tonk
I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss, and then you were gone. And I'm like, you wishing you could stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. Wishing you could stay a little longer.